85.
And welcome back to the 85 South Show. I am your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC Young Flinner.
Fuck you mean.
I think that's how we should start the show. Y'all gotta keep that.
Let's do it.
No, really.
Don't keep it. It's kept. We the bosses. Who the hell is
that light skinned nigga?
That's that nigga Clayton English.
Look, no. Hold on. This is how my introduction has to go, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Overseas.
Wait, let him do his own intro.
Come on, man. You know what it is, man. It's Clayton English, man. In Japan, they call me Yeti, goddamn. In Spanish speaking countries, I'm known as Salvador Domingo. I'm in the building right now, fucking bitches on IKEA furniture and taking it back. Like that shit ain't happen. You know what it is. It's your boy, Claytoyo Nagashima.
Wait a minute, bro.
Clay Nail English.
Bro, you said Spanish.
Claytoyo Nagashima. What that is?
Claytoyo Nagashima.
He said in Spanish countries, they call him Sábado Domingo. Nigga, that's Saturday.
Then
Sunday.
You goddamn right, nigga. Bitches love to see me like Saturdays and Sundays.
Word. Sábado Domingo.
I'm going to Carnival this year, nigga. I'm doing foreign shit, nigga. Passport, get your stamps, get it tattooed.
For real?
Get your passport tattooed.
I just had to get another passport. My shit tatted up.
For real?
Yeah, my little nephew drew all on that motherfucker.
Man, this motherfucker here. He done went to all the fictional places. Never land.
That nigga drew a stick man on Paris and shit. I'm like, nigga done hung a nigga on the Eiffel Tower and shit. Like, you know what? I'm tired of this shit.
That's what we're doing today, man. We bringing the hood to Hollywood.
It's been here.
Yeah, it's been
here. We're all three fairly hood niggas, I should say.
Yes.
We're in Hollywood the business, though, man.
Oh, man.
DC, you got movies and shit. Clayton, you that most acting nigga I know. Like, this shit is crazy. How you be remembering your lines and scripts and shit?
It's crazy, man. Like somebody had told me, and I took it with me, they were like, say it how you would say it. You know what I'm saying? Even though you reading lines, like, it's hard just trying to remember lines. They like, say it how you would say it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go in there and be like, begin each statement with me and you.
You
like,
nah,
man, I'm about to begin this statement with me and you, shout. But you still have to say it as the person.
You know what I like when I go in the audition and it be the, and you, like, it's the callback audition and you in there with the real director. And he's like, dude, fuck the paper, bro. Fuck the paper, man. Do what you did that other time. Do that shit. That's what we wanted.
And nigga be like, so what did you want?
The worst be when they figure out, when you give them the extra and they like, good, I like that. I liked how you do that again.
That was funny.
Do that again.
I like that.
I like that. All right, do it again. And then you do it again. And then they don't pick you. And then you see the show.
And
the motherfucker doing that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I slapped the shit out of all y'all if I knew where your office was. I hate the fact your offices ain't permanent. No, I'm just playing. I would never slap anybody, man. I would never slap anyone. I just want to act.
Okay, dig
Mama,
this.
I Wanna Act. It's a new play coming out by Clayton English.
Dig this, right? So if you could just have any role you wanted to, what would it be?
Man, I want to do some gangster shit.
Like what?
Taker shit.
Taker.
It's going to be fun because it's like I'm not going to be playing nobody else.
Right.
I'm going to be playing some shit that I've actually done.
That would be dope as hell to be in like an action movie.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I want to definitely shoot some shit up.
I want to jump over some car, like boom, boom.
I
want to
shoot. I want to do the slow get up, like Bad Boys. Like after they get the bitch and you got to stand up real slow.
At the end, it's a.
And look real intense, yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
I always want to get in the shootout with some doves flying past, nigga. And the doves fly by. Five.
See,
I
probably
dove.
I'm
guns.
Like, boom, boom. Like, man, what
damn y'all see, y'all wanted to be the good guy. I always wanted to be the villain.
Who said the bad guy shoot two guns?
But I always wanted to be the nigga who called and they just do like the side view of your
what
face.
What kind of bad guy you
want
to be?
You say shit like, if you don't bring me my fucking money, I'm going to cut your fucking heart out. I promise. Like some shit like that. Like,
but you know who I'm getting tired of?
What?
That what is that? Taking nigga?
Yeah. Liam Neeson.
His daughter keep getting kidnapped. Like, nigga, if you don't put this bitch in a cage and tie her up, kidnap her your damn self.
Y'all saw the Black Taken?
No.
12 years slave.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
I did see that.
It wasn't no phone call or nothing because they ain't have phones back then.
Nope.
It's just that nigga mumbling a lot of shit under his breath when I get out of this motherfucker.
You know
I'm
what movie?
We,
you know what movie that'll be good for us to do? You know what movie we should remake? Like the three niggas on this show right now.
What?
We should remake Glory.
Glory?
Yeah, the Civil War movie.
Who gonna get whooped?
Damn, so ain't me.
Hell no.
Shit me. I know you don't think I'm finna get whooped.
He the nigga whooping niggas. He glided in everybody.
Man, we can hire another nigga to do that.
He in the house.
Who gonna get whooped?
You right. We gotta replace Clayton. You might not make this one.
Everybody be talking about what they would have did if they were slaves. Talking about, oh,
you
wouldn't
have did shit, but took your ass to work.
Mouth of that nigga's face. He trying to leave.
Hey. Y'all tell it like shit.
But
that's what motherfuckers don't know, man. Niggas had shit worked out, man. Niggas knew little slick shit to do.
Right.
Like, niggas knew how to goddamn escape. Niggas knew how to do
it. So you telling me, like, if you run in the middle of the night, nigga, they gonna catch you in the morning.
You think finessing knew?
Mm-mm. Like, you see the nigga who ran at 12 o'clock at night, and you see him bring him back at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, where the fuck would you hide? Like, why the fuck you ain't get the fuck on? You had 8 hours to get the fuck on, and they brought your stupid ass back. Yeah.
You on foot, man. You get lost. You ain't got no GPS.
Nigga that circle back in the house. Nigga that be like, I be damn Elizabeth.
Man, this some bullshit.
We in the back of the house, Elizabeth.
You stupid.
That's crazy.
You can quit whipping, cat.
I want to do a superhero move.
Which one?
Anything. I just
like
want to.
Like Superman or like Hancock?
Nah, man. I'm tired of black superheroes always fucked up, man. Every time it's something
they
wrong
won't let
with
us
them.
Be a real
they don't
hero.
Let us be great, man.
I'd probably be too high to fly. Because if I realize I'm flying, I just get paranoid. Oh, shit.
You stupid.
I get the goddamn having turbulence on my own shit.
Spider-Man be high. He don't even get up high in these trees. He swing real low to the ground, nigga. His feet scraping the ground.
His ass scraping the ground.
He don't even really want to fly. He just don't want to get his shoes dirty. He's just glad a little
as
bit.
As high as that nigga get on top of a soda machine. That's about it, that nigga be like, that's it, baby. That's it. I ain't leaving this goddamn corner until crying. Chill the fuck out. All the black superheroes get fucked up, man.
What if he did just enough? Like, man, you know, ain't no murders, though.
Like, he ain't gonna catch the criminal, but he'll trip a nigga.
Yeah.
Yank. All right, now. You gotta keep running. He gonna get back up.
Well, the murder rate is down, Spider-Man, but the pregnancy rate is up. Shit, what you want me to tell you?
What you think that web fluid made out of, my nigga? You run around
old
and saving bitches
says.
And shit, nigga.
That's old sperm.
Every bitch I saved and got something on her.
Are you going to see the Batman versus Superman?
Nah, I seen that shit, man. I saw it on bootleg,
bro,
man.
You sound disappointed in
I
that?
Saw it. Crackhead acted it out with action figures for me, and he taped it. He sold the bootleg. He did. Shit was amazing, man. Batman talking cash shit the whole time.
What are you talking about?
Batman said, bitch, nigga, this Gotham City. I run shit over. You come over here with that foot. Take your whole ass back to Metropolis. He couldn't say Metropolis. He kept mispronouncing it. Metropolis.
He had action figures, bro.
Yeah, action figures. He acted the whole shit. He ain't had no Wonder Woman. So the nigga had Barbie. The shit was way taller than the other ones and shit.
She tall as fuck.
She was kicking ass. She was kicking ass.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Man, Batman versus Superman. If I see Batman and Superman, I'm going to whoop their ass for making that movie 2.5 goddamn hours. There ain't no reason for that movie to be
Flat,
that long.
Who you got on the Batman Superman fight?
Man, I don't give a fuck, cause at the end of the day, I wasn't into none of this shit growing up. I was in the crack dealing. If they had a nigga selling crack in that motherfucker, I was like, that's my hero.
What you think Kryptonite is?
So he like the Joker.
That's what Kryptonite is.
What?
Crack.
Crack.
That's why Superman get around that Kryptonite.
That
is
crack
all
smoke.
Bad.
That nigga get weak and shit.
That nigga, hey, that nigga touch one of them rocks. Nigga shuddering shit. Lois, what's wrong, Clark? Bitch, get the rock away from him. That's what the fuck the problem is.
Man, I don't know.
It's crack, baby. It's crack.
I always thought
they should have had Dave Chappelle in that motherfucker. Get the crack, man. Get him crack.
Oh no, Superman don't die, nigga.
Superman don't die from the crack, man.
I'll take Superman. I think Superman.
Superman's supposed to whoop
Batman
everybody's ass, man. But Superman.
He's Superman. Batman ain't shit but a white dude with a lot of money.
Yeah.
Batman really. Think Batman
about it.
Really cheap.
Think
as
about
hell.
It.
But
Batman
ain't
got
his,
no superpower. This nigga
ain't
strong.
Got shit.
His superpower, white privilege.
That's
his superpower.
That's it. That's about it.
I didn't know I wasn't
this
supposed to be
here. Nigga not
strong
or nothing.
I didn't know I couldn't dress up in a cape and slap the shit out of people.
Nigga, he homeboys with the police chief.
I know. That's what he said. That's what he said.
I don't think he do. He got a zip line. That's all he good for. Zip line.
No, but
nigga, you be saying, nigga, I'm like, who the hell is zip lining from the building to building?
Batman be playing down shit. Superman just kind of, I don't know, man.
You know why
Superman a little bit asshole.
man.
But that's what I was just about to say. That's why they don't let niggas be superheroes. We've been told everybody. But, bitch, fuck you to laugh at my shoes. That's why I'm Superman on y'all. Fuck niggas. You don't believe me? Watch me throw this bitch to Oklahoma. Just pick the building up and throw that bitch.
But Superman couldn't come out because ain't no more telephone booths. He'll be running like, man, well,
God damn, nigga, I got a,
hey, everybody close their eyes. Don't look. What the fuck is this?
Nigga be picking the shit, but like, what the fuck he doing? He showed us his dick.
He got to change in the Uber car.
Oh, man.
And they got to call the Uber. Be like, damn. Uber pool. I don't need
what is
Uber
costume
pool.
Doing? What is costume doing?
Nigga pull up with four other motherfuckers right. And I'm like, wrong ride. I'm gonna count the ride.
I meant to hit X. I hit the pool.
I need an Uber X.
A lot of movies out there, man. Looks dope. Like, what's name some
movies? Oh, okay. Check this out.
That you wish you could have been.
No, check this out. So I heard that Eddie Murphy was originally supposed to be in the Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
that shit wouldn't have been a gangster movie. That shit wouldn't have been
funny,
man.
Eddie Murphy as a Ghostbuster?
Because you already had, you know what I'm saying? It's a good movie.
Wait. That should have been crazy, man. Just Eddie Murphy? That would have been dope.
And it would have been young Eddie Murphy, too. Young Eddie. He was going to be the black dude.
But do you know why they didn't pick him? Because they had the Cadillac. They was going to use the Cadillac hearse for the Ghostbuster car, and he kept driving.
He wouldn't let nobody else drive.
No,
Eddie Murphy ain't Eddie Griffin. Ooh, who said Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy got that white lady pregnant now. The white lady he always go get the coffee with.
His old wife fine, too, though.
What? Only hell that much coffee getting in the world. Ain't that much coffee to get.
Eddie Murphy seemed like he was doing everything right. Like, he lived longer than he thought he was. He was like, wait, I'm still alive. Give me one of the white bitches for a little bit. I just want to see what it do. You could tell. They drink a lot of coffee.
Hey, shut man. Up.
White pussy just got back on my radar.
When?
It was at the bottom. Man, I got a little bit, man.
You need to put
straight.
A battery in your radar.
Nah, boy, she was straight. She brought it back to life.
You know what show I always wanted to be on?
What?
What's Happening with Raj and Shirley.
You want to be on that?
Yeah, Martin was on that bitch.
When I was young, I thought I was going to be on Disney Channel. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
That's What Raven was cool as fuck.
You thought you was going to be on
I that? Was like, that shouldn't be fine if I get on That's What Raven. I like that white girl. Chelsea was stupid as hell. Yeah. Chelsea just was
who
throwing
Who was your
off.
Character going to be on That's What Raven?
I don't know. I was just going to be fucking with I always want to
and
fuck Chelsea.
And what you
Chelsea.
Was going to do on the theme song, because you know the theme song, you got to turn around after dropping some dishes or something silly. That's yes. How the-
They might see me smoking some weed.
Not on Disney.
Sorry, DC, yo. You waving the smoke away.
I be behind raving and shit.
But all them Disney people get to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
On drugs.
To.
Or something.
Something.
You know what gave me hope to get on the Disney Channel?
What?
You remember that dude TC from the Wayans Brothers? He was the hustle man on that. When I looked up and he had a, I was like, "Yep, it's hope for niggas."
Yeah,
you know who was? It was hope. Was it Jet Jackson or some shit?
Jet Jackson.
He died, man.
He did.
Killed himself, man. Yeah. Rest in peace,
Jet Jackson.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay, but don't let that mess the story up. What happened?
He did now though. Whatever you about to say, plus
hold on, Fly
did.
Need a minute, bro. No, he didn't. It's like he
I
didn't know.
I his life up
I hate
there,
that
man.
You told him.
I didn't mean it for you to find out like that.
I don't
that.
Know how we're going to finish the rest of the show.
I didn't mean for you to find out like that.
Hey, Flat.
Is
on
there
the,
anybody else
on the up and up, Lindsay Lohan's still alive.
Man, Hillary Duff's still good.
Clarissa is still explaining it.
Both them niggas from My Brother and Me made it.
Pete and Pete.
Mark McGuire. Oh, Lindsay McGuire's still alive, too. That little fiend, he was a fiend at an early age.
Hey, man. Have you been seeing Orlando Brown?
Stupid.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's funny as fuck, to bruh, me, bro.
Dude funny as hell.
Hey, he was a kid. He got to live that life as a kid. That's,
yes.
I was watching him act like, damn, this nigga taking all the little kids,
he
bro.
Taking right. all, ever since Major Payne, he been going
he was
crazy.
On Jamie Foxx show. He would pop up on little stuff. He was always, he was
bro. That was my favorite
he
actually,
I hope
in
he
the
good.
House.
I hope he good.
He actually got to be two child stars. You remember, he was little. Then he got to be like him.
Then he
got to be fat. You remember Fat Him too?
And That's So Raven.
You remember Fat Him? He was a whole nother.
How many hymns?
He
was
a whole nother type of funny when he was fat with the little dreads. Looked like the little burnt Rice Krispies.
Hey, it's among the evolution of funny. You can play.
Who was some
ones?
Of your favorite childhood stars growing up?
Like you talking about they was a child? I liked them because I was a child.
Yeah. Both. That was a hard ass question. Yeah. Was that algebra?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know how I came up with that shit.
Yeah.
I think you would want to answer if you was a child.
Answer both of them. Like, who is a dope child actor and who did you like when you was a child? Answer me, goddammit. I asked you a question.
A dope child actor.
Let's, Blossom.
Let's go with her friend, Six.
Six was
because that
dope.
Ass came through. Okay. That ass blossomed.
You're not going to act like Michelle Tanner was not one of the best child actors ever. I know they named Mary Kate and Ashley, but I know them as fucking Michelle Tanner.
No, I'm trying to think. Who else?
Who else? Minkus from Boy Meets World. Y'all remember Minkus?
Which one?
The nerd.
Oh, man, that was my nigga, too.
Minkus was the dude.
I love, what
oh, God. Next, you're going to say Lil Richie from Family Matters.
Hell
you don't get
yeah.
your ass
with
out
the
of here.
One with the mullet.
Boy, he
when
so
he had the
he
mullet.
Disappear.
Bruh, Richie went to the bathroom one day and never came back on the show. Him and Judy. Judy went to take a nap and never came
he
out
He came
there.
Back as a grown nigga with a mustache.
I like Guado of Liz McGuire because he kept both of the bitches. He had all of them.
Goo off my brother and me.
Now, Goo was a real entrepreneur.
Wayne had it.
Everybody say Goo Punch. That was the shit. Mm-hmm.
Recess.
Whatever happened to Alfie? This nigga got a face tattoo now.
Can't go without Recess. Okay. Oh, I'm putting cartoons.
Cartoons and everything. Hey, Arnold. Right. Yeah.
You know he young. That nigga Ed,
Doug
Ed and
cool.
Eddie.
Yeah.
This nigga watched the Quack Pack.
Yeah, no, I used to. Ed and Eddie, they was on crack for real. At the boy. I used to hate his little soft ass. I'm like, somebody gonna slap his ass.
No way, Double D.
Give me my boy, at the boy. Fuck? Like, man, you don't
my little brother used to be watching
stuff?
That shit. I'd be like, hey, man, turn that shit off, man.
I used to hate that
you
shit.
You're going to be stupid as fuck, man. You're going to choke on a...
Eddie!
You're going to be stupid as fuck, man. Turn that shit off, boy. Watch these videos. Turn
that's
that shit off.
That's the laboratory. Did it.
Who else, man?
Did it.
Oh, like when I was like
child favorite child stars, childhood stars. Or whatever.
We talking about just anything, like yeah. You know, I used to fuck with the Magic Man, Steve. Penny Hardaway,
yeah,
and Shaq. You know, I used to love that.
Them
man.
Niggas was grown.
I thought we talking about when I was a child.
Nigga,
also,
not a nigga talking about
child,
everything he liked when he man, was a kid.
Hey, nigga,
Jolly Ranchers was good
nigga,
as fuck.
You being real childish right now. That's all I want you to.
Nigga, I'm talking about when the 76ers was real good. When? How old are you, nigga?
We need some help.
Bill
me.
Russell.
What? Y'all ain't fuck with Scooby Doo?
Hell yeah!
I used to hate
Scooby Doo.
I used to hate when the monster come and then they run in place for a minute, then take off. I used to be like, y'all gonna get caught.
Nigga got so tired of watching Scooby Doo.
That nigga be like, but you know, like, man, y'all ain't gonna
you know
keep
what?
Getting caught, man. I'm telling
oh,
you.
Oh, you talking about when they wind up before they run?
Yeah, I used to hate that shit. I used to be like, go, just go.
When
this
run,
this one made me love Scooby Doo. This one because I found out he was a real black dog.
What do you do?
Because only like, because if you think about it, Scooby Doo was black. He actually worked for them white people. Because all his cousins used to just come visit. You remember all Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo.
His nephew came and lived with him for a little bit.
Exactly.
Scrappy-Doo.
That's some black shit. Like when your folks find out where you work
DeVille.
And you making some good money, they going to come up. He had the one cousin that was like a white dude with the Great Dane, but he had just like a little fishing hat. And
That's Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
I'm telling you.
He was light skinned.
He was Scooby-Doo. And he had Scooby D.
Bro,
she was a movie star. And
exactly.
She was sexy.
She was sexy.
You ain't
hell.
Never seen dog
even
breath.
Even Shaggy wanted to fuck with her.
Yep.
Yeah, that's weird.
Shaggy about to leave it punk
that's
for that little
fucking
pussy.
Weird.
Hell yeah. You know my favorite cartoon out of all of them, though? X-Men. When I found out that the X-Men was about the civil rights movement, I fucked with
yeah, you already know.
Really.
You ain't think so?
Yep.
That's what it is. That's Malcolm X.
Hell
that's
yeah.
why they called it the X-Men. Because
yeah,
exactly. then Magneto, well, they say Magneto's supposed to be like Malcolm X. And the other one's supposed to be like
Martin Luther King.
But that's why he in the
that's
wheelchair.
That's why he in the wheelchair
because
they shot
him.
Y'all ain't paying attention. Y'all sleep.
Yeah, but white dude to make
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
She crazy.
Every
she,
nigga got an
she,
uncle that act like Wolverine.
She
smoke
crazy
cigarettes,
that
walk around by himself.
It's
all
about
the
and the nigga
right
don't
movement,
age. He
don't
age.
Age. Only thing fucked up is right here on the little hairline.
Nigga don't
part.
Age. Hairline fucked up.
Yeah, the little corner.
That hairline won't heal.
It's about civil rights movement, but all them niggas white.
Yeah, because they ain't
that's
gonna
why they
no
made them blue
there.
And shit. They wasn't gonna make them black. That'd scare the fuck out of everybody.
They only had one black, what you call it? What? In the movie, Storm.
Nah, Beast was blue. He black too, because he just.
Talking
about
the nigga
GED.
Who just disappeared and shit?
Yeah.
No, that's Nightcrawler.
Nah, that ain't even his name. That's the other nigga.
That's probably like the sweetest, probably.
Your little Swedish.
Disappear?
Nigga.
That shit, that shit fooled up.
Yeah.
That like, shit. Oh, shit, I go to police. Like, yeah, nigga, all this shit yours. Nah, nigga, you better run.
Nah, because what if all your little particles don't show back up?
And?
You have a little piece of your cheek missing.
Oh, nah, so, man. So every time you disappear, some shit that leaves.
Yeah, some shit, your ear fall off and shit.
You like, damn. I'm like, what happened to you? Shit.
Nah, but you got
to watch. I've been do 10, do 5. Hey, get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah, you got to watch where you do it. You fuck around and be stuck in the wall. Exactly. You ain't know where you was going.
For real.
Yeah, nigga,
you'll die. We talking about the shit like it's real.
No, for real?
Yes.
This shit got too serious too quick. Well, you know, gravity gonna make a nigga shorter anyway. What?
Like, damn.
Well, you know every time you disappear.
Hey, man, this is the 85 South Show.
We talk about what the fuck we want to,
nigga. This is the Hollywood episode. We talking about our favorite TV shows and shit that we should have been on. Fly, what's the show you should have been on? Like, you always wanted to be on. Like, fucking with
like,
TV.
Like a show I always wanted to be on.
I always wanted to eat a sandwich at Bill Cosby's house. Am I the only
just
one?
Oh, say man.
Nigga,
I wanted
anything out that kitchen, man.
I always wanted the oldest daughter, the light-skinned one.
Sandra.
I used to fuck her little weird ass. She's always coming up with some old stupid-ass nigga. Some
nigga
Elvin.
We talking about the sandwich, my nigga.
I'm talking about the
you
bitch.
Mad than...
She's coming up with a nigga from the Navy, the Army.
No, that ain't the oldest one.
The light-skinned one, yes it is.
She ain't the oldest.
Sandra, she was the oldest.
Sandra the oldest. Denise, you talking about Denise.
Yeah, I'm talking about Denise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denise is walking there with all them niggas be dying. Nigga be a Navy, he'll die. She'll come with an Army, nigga, he'll die.
You know the only way to keep the Cosby Show alive is to tell episodes like Campfire Stories now. Because that shit don't come on.
Hey,
no
you remember the episode when Vanessa went to the party and got drunk?
Oh, man. She had big fun?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, I know she got bad.
Yeah.
My favorite episode.
She made a chug-a-lug.
Was when Lil Rudy was doing that, baby!
Yeah, that episode
was you know another dope-ass episode?
Which one?
When Rudy had the football game
and
she scored
the touchdown.
Come on, baby.
I remember that.
Man.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in the Family Matters.
How about the episode when Bill Cosby and Elvin and the other dude had the baby?
Oh, that was gross.
On the couch?
Yeah, he had the sandwich. Yeah, and the other dude had the car.
Oh my God.
But the dopest Cosby Show episode ever is when he got into that little dance match with the old nigga and they kept saying, challenge!
Yeah.
I always want to be in Fred Print, but I wanted them to... They should have introduced new Vivian to us instead of just putting her ass on the show.
I would have loved to be on Fresh Print. I would have loved A Different World. That would have been dope.
Different World. I always wanted that light-skinned one who used to fuck with the nigga with the glasses that flip open.
That's the same girl from...
No, it's not.
Oh, you talking about
Whitley
guy.
Gilbert.
I want the light skinned one who used to fuck with the nigga with the glasses.
Yeah, Whitley Gilbert. That's Whitley. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to love when she talked. Dwayne. I used to be like, bitch, my name's John. I love when she talked.
What's up, man? The 85 South. Who this show for, man?
Man, this shit for niggas. Who be jacking out but forget to clean their fingernails and niggas still see the lotion.
This podcast is for everybody who ain't had cable in 2 years and got a lot of DVDs. Bootleg.
Boy, this podcast for the nigga who had the white DVD because they ain't had cable. What?
This podcast is for all the couples who broke up 3 months ago but still live together.
I hate them couples.
Yeah.
Bitch, you still go together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This podcast right here is for all the chicks who shape like baby mamas but don't have no kids.
That little two-month pregnant stomach.
Yeah.
She really just fat.
That little Frosty the Snowman body.
I be hating that. I'm like, you pregnant? No. I'm like, ooh, my own.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, your head is so beautiful.
Oh, my nigga. TV. Clayton, what else going on, man?
Man, I don't know, man. What else out here, man?
Hey, man,
you know where
this,
I'm at?
This podcast,
you know where I'm at?
Who
every
dig
week.
Into their toes and smear their finger afterwards.
No, not them. Jeez. We ain't fucking with them like that.
I do that shit. I don't give a fuck what you talking
what
about.
Shit, why, you say you dig in between your toes
I
and
dig
smell
in between my
finger.
Toes because they be itching.
You the type of nigga, wipe your ass and look at the tissue, huh?
You're supposed to.
Not that close.
No,
not that close.
You're not supposed to be in your
not
face.
Not that close.
But you're supposed to be like, all right. I'm almost there to where I ain't got to use it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you not supposed to? You just be like, yeah, ain't no dookie on that one. Ain't no dookie on that one. You don't know, nigga.
Why would you take them clean shits? You wipe your ass and that shit clean already. You like, what
you
the
good.
Fuck? How did that happen?
That shit be like, what you be want to?
That
video?
Shit is efficient.
That shit scary.
That
shit save time.
You ever farted and it smelled so bad you thought you had cancer? You like, that's got to be cancer. Man. Ain't no way a regular nigga smelling like that.
Have you ever thought you had the shit, but you end up sitting down and you peed first? You be like, man, fuck.
That's weird as hell. You done sat down to pee.
And you had to sit down for 30 minutes.
You ain't a real nigga if you ever sit down and pee. You supposed to stand up, stand back up and pee. Don't sit down and be comfortable.
No, it's like when you like, damn, my stomach hurt, and you pee, and then you just, you like, fuck, that was it? Damn. Y'all
nigga, your diet fucked up.
That shit
need
crazy.
To get some fiber in your life.
Hell, like I hear, I'm going to the grocery store, be like, where the fiber aisle at?
Get some Metamucil, my nigga.
Y'all ain't got no Metamucil. Hey, where the fiber at? Hey, let me get that feeble, y'all. Y'all got that feeble.
No, this is the, hey, do you listen to any other podcast besides this shit?
No, nigga, for what?
This the shit right here. Clayton, you listen to any other podcast?
Huh?
Do you listen to any other podcast?
No, I mean, I don't do shit.
What?
I don't do shit, but shit that had to do with my shit.
Oh, so if you ain't on it, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm on this. I'm not going to listen to
You're
it.
You're not going to listen to it?
No.
Fuck you creatively.
I was here.
Oh.
If I wasn't here, I'd listen to it, but I'm here. I know
mute
what
this
happened.
Nigga. Turn his mic off.
Are y'all going to do some extra shit? Are y'all going to screw it?
No.
Hey, I'm still here. I'm still here. No, I'm just fucking around.
We're gonna put the Jordan crying face.
No, I listen to some of the other ones, man. I listen to some of the other ones. But yeah, I'm here.
We're gonna put the Jordan crying face on your body to promote the shit for the next week. Hook it up. Clayton English.
No, listen to this podcast, man. It's great.
Tell them why they give them three reasons why they should
man,
listen to
for
this
one,
shit.
Because you listening to all that other bullshit and that's the fucking problem. You listening to anything anybody fucking tell you? These motherfuckers up here, they care about your well-being. They trying to entertain you. They working hard at it.
Fuck
in,
you
in
mean.
In the studio.
You pussy.
And you sitting there, you want a goddamn look-a-hoo and rubbernecking. You out there, you goose, look-a-who you want to see. You need to see what you're looking at. Fuck is wrong with that's one reason. That's
you,
one.
You need to fix your motherfucking ass.
All that is one. Two. Is because, goddamn it, who else doing a podcast like this that's representing the South,
nobody.
Representing black comedians,
yep.
Representing motherfuckers getting money, representing motherfuckers that's successful?
Exactly.
What you doing? And if you ain't successful, you need to listen and just pretend. Just live through us for a little while. Yes. And then number three is you should listen to the podcast because, shit. You should listen to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
This nigga asked, I've been saying that this podcast is for niggas who don't know what the podcast is. This nigga's like, you got your own radio station, man. How can I get my song played on that bitch? I don't like
you. So you on a podcast? All right, well, I got a PlayStation. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it. That ain't how the fuck
So
works.
You say you got the podcast. That ain't cancer, is it? What the fuck, man?
What your doctor say? How long you got?
So what level you got to get on Tetris to have a podcast? Is that the eight-sided one or the one with the 10? What the fuck?
So the podcast, that's one of them little boys with the two wheels? You got a little podcast?
You got, yeah.
Can I ride it? Let me ride the podcast.
Hey, the nigga Ben Stinger with the podcast won't let me ride the bitch.
Won't let nobody ride the podcast.
Yeah, Carlos done came up down there in Atlanta. Nigga got a 2016 podcast.
Oh, what? A Plymouth podcast. I be damned.
I be damned. You know he done got down there with Steve. Steve gave him a podcast. Hell yeah. Interest. It getting interest on it, too.
Oh, man. Yes. You can open up a podcast.
So when you going to let me come spend the night in your podcast? What? No. Do you not know what a podcast is?
Hey, boy, you know I just copped a new podcast. Hell. And that new iPhone motherfucker.
Oh, it's the podcast, the Chrome one.
Damn.
Nigga broke his neck, got him in a podcast.
Hell yeah. Yeah, your cousin fell off the house the other week. Broke his leg. They had to put a podcast on it. Fucked it back up.
Oh. Don't know what a podcast is.
Nigga,
but it's really just the best way it could be explained is just y'all come on here and y'all talk shit, man. But it's good shit and the shit that
needs
to be talked about.
Say what the fuck you want, man.
And it's current.
Say some shit,
it's
DC.
Current.
Like, You know what I'm saying?
Just like
you know,
that.
You fuck a bitch, you don't take no shower, you just wipe your dick off and go fuck another bitch. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You're going to have everybody smelling funny.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
As long as you ain't smelling funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There's bitches out here with old diseases. This bitches give you scabies and scurvy, all type of shit.
Bitch gave a nigga polio.
Oh, my God. This nigga wonder why he don't want
to. Doc, what's wrong with me? My nigga, you got rickets.
What the fuck? Nigga got crickets in his dick.
Nigga ate the
like, what?
Nigga ate the pussy, got the mumps.
Nigga got the mumps. Eat the pussy, have calcium deficiency.
Nigga eat the pussy, got a gum disease.
Oh, gingivitis.
You got that ginger.
They make that shit sound scary as shit on the commercial. Gingivitis. It's man. In your mouth.
Bro,
oh,
what is that?
Magic
cartoons
last
and shit.
Night.
He just having parties and shit in your mouth. He's like, what the fuck?
Magic City last night.
Yeah, I did.
Nigga sent the strip over there dancing on me. This bitch smell like hard work.
Oh, man. She was one of them top of the pole strippers.
Should have told her as you fired.
She was
you
one
ever,
of them chin up champions.
Them, you ever seen one of them?
She was a chin up champion.
Ass,
yeah.
Most strong ass strippers.
I tell them to keep walking. I hate when them, you want to dance.
You want to dance.
Like, bitch, you better find a pole and dance by yourself, bitch.
She picked Los up.
She tried to.
She did.
She was humping these
She did.
Bro, I don't know if y'all noticed this shit, but.
She tried to grind on him. She tried to do a pretty Ricky dance move.
Ever since they came out with that Little Women of Atlanta show, it's been a whole bunch of little bitty ass women.
A whole
just
gaggle.
All,
I had to put my dick on one of them whole forehead.
What is wrong with
I just
this?
Put it out. I put it on her head. She was just dancing up under
what
that shit.
Hey,
she like, watch me balance it on my head.
With I, little
I,
bitty
I was
throwing
money on myself and her.
You stupid.
I'm like, get it, y'all.
Fuck, man. But we saw like 9 or 10 like little women last night. They was running, and then I felt like I was being like too overprotective because I was just like, "Stop running in here! You gonna hurt your little self."
Hey, watch out for these little bitty bitches. Don't step on them. Motherfucker,
watch out, little bitty bitch.
She ain't asking you, do you want a lap dance? You want a knee dance? I bet you.
She just said, can I sit on your lap?
Mm-mm.
Sit down.
Well,
can pick
me
pick
up
me
then.
Up? Hey, man, I appreciate everybody listening to the 85 South Show, bruh, man.
This is the 85 South Show.
Of course, ain't no other show then.
It's always going to be the 85 South
Fuck
Show.
Fuck you, man.
Other podcasts ain't really talking about shit like
not a damn
that.
Thing.
Hey, one more thing.
What?
What about, you saying Lil Boosie chain?
The Bible chain?
Yeah, they had it spelled wrong.
Hold on, bro.
No.
You
yeah,
mean,
bro. The Bible. He got the Bible chain, bro.
Shit.
So at the top, it's supposed to say Holy Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Holy got two L's. So it say
Holly
Bible.
Bro, you can't take that back
hey,
to the Arab jeweler
hey,
and be like, man, you spelled my chain wrong. Hold on, buddy. Wait a minute. You say Holy Bible. I speak Holy Bible. You say
Holy
Bible.
Holy Bible.
I don't. No. Give my money.
No, I don't. I'm looking at it now.
No, he got it fixed. Man, he had to get it fixed, man.
No, my friend, you say.
You
no.
say Holly Bible.
You say Holly Bible. I put
Holly
Bible.
I put
Holly
Bible.
Bible.
You
chain.
Say Holly Bible. I put Holly Bible. Holly Bible. Holly Bible. Nobody.
Hey, Lil Boosie been wilding since he got out of jail. You
oh
see,
man!
Every time he posts a picture, that shit be so funny. Like, cause they all look like old album covers.
Yeah.
You seen the one where he in like the Motel 6 with the three chicks in the bed? Like, look at the Boosie with this picture from '94. You ain't see?
No, I had.
Right. Shout out to Lil Boosie. And
yeah,
everybody
for getting that chain fixed, man. I don't know how much they charge you to fix it, but they should have done it on the strength of. Not calling to check and make sure that's what you wanted.
Hell yeah. Clayton, what's your social media, bro?
Man, it's me. www.fuckallthatshit.com. No, it's Clayton English on everything.
Hey, but we're going to check to see if that website is available.
Oh, it is. I bought a few names of shit that we talked about
like
before.
What?
But everything Clayton English. C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, English like the language. Can't spell it. Don't fuck with me then. Because you got other shit you should focus on.
Hey, don't follow me on social media if you think you can tell me what the fuck I need to post.
Yeah, don't do that.
And then if you a nigga.
He take it personal.
Yeah, don't DM me. Don't send me nothing or none of that shit. Nigga sent me a good morning message the other morning. I was like, nigga, I got my own son. Don't you ever tell another nigga good morning.
Yeah, and I don't know what y'all definition of own is.
Right.
But I can't put you on it.
Right.
I can't. I ain't on.
Niggas be asking, hey, man, what I need to do to get
on. Motherfuckers be like, hey, man, I just want to hang around you. And I say, eh.
No.
No? Not gonna hang around me, nigga. I don't know what you did before you came and hang around me. Now you got helicopters and shit. All that fuck ass shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that dude, nigga? You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, hide me, DC.
I just wanna hang around.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Nigga want residuals? No.
Nigga can't hang around me. I don't give a fuck. I got guardian angels.
Hey, the best thing to do if you trying to get on is to put yourself on.
Hell yeah, and pray and work hard for what you pray for.
Hell yeah.
And grind.
Just, and then
put
like,
the work in.
Like really pray. Don't be asking God for stupid shit. You probably done wasted some of your blessings on dumb shit.
Oh,
like,
be specific.
God, please just let this bitch call back. No, see, that ain't
be
how
specific.
You pray.
Be specific. See, you prayed for a bitch, but you didn't pray for the bitch. Like, you didn't pray for a bitch.
See, that's
to do
the thing.
Shit you wanted
you
to.
Praying for the wrong shit. You don't supposed to be praying for no bitch.
Not
you
at
supposed
all.
To be saying, God, get me right so these bitches are like me. Like, work on it's internal.
No, that start with you liking yourself.
You got to love yourself.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Love yourself. That's the whole. That was. It pretty much took us this whole show just to tell you.
I'm about to go take a shit.
Love yourself. He love himself. That's why he going to shit.
I hope it ain't no fart, because I damn sure be mad if I pee and fart.
Yeah, shut get up, that shit man. Up out you, fam. Do your thing.
Fuck you mean.
Yeah, yeah. Clayton, what else?
You just dapped the nigga for doo-doo, man. This nigga's dapped up over doo-doo, man. I don't even want to be here no more,
hey, man.
These my niggas, but then sometimes, you know how when you with your niggas, then sometimes, like, when I was with my nigga, we smoking blunt. And the nigga ain't gonna hit the blunt with his fingers. He gonna try to hit it with his mouth. With my finger.
Get the fuck away from me, man. What are you
I
doing?
I let the nigga try to hit the blunt.
Yeah,
out of your
what are you
man?
Doing?
Say no, this nigga gonna lean over. What the fuck are you doing? That's just how I felt when y'all dapped each other for the doo-doo. I just felt like I don't know. I don't wanna be here no more. No, just let
hey man.
He said, get that up out you.
Man, go ahead.
Go like get it up out you, player. Hey, don't you hate when your partner be like, all right, fool, love.
Yeah,
did he wait for you to say it
but
back?
But the nigga hung up too quick, and then like, nigga, this nigga said I love you. What the fuck?
Hey, fool. He like, hey. Like, nigga, hang up. Love you, bro.
What? All
right. I'm going to call you back.
Aight.
Hey, you ever go to dap a nigga up and they give you the hug with the two arms? Like, nigga, get in here and hug me.
Like, hell no. Let you go to dap a nigga up, but you realize he just took your hand out of pants. We like,
nigga give you the hug because he miss you, but you ain't miss that nigga. Yeah. Now this nigga trying to rock side to side with the hook. Fuck off me, nigga. You got to bust him out there, bitch.
My boy.
Like it's wrestling.
Have you ever go to, like, your boy be like, my boy, he all extra, but you kind of give him that forearm to, like,
yeah, come
that.
In.
You ever had a nigga chill. Try to dap you chill. Up in the bathroom? Like, nigga, no. No. Fuck no. Out of here.
I had
no.
A nigga. He was a fan. I'm in there peeing in the stall. So I look back. I see him waiting on me. You know what I'm saying? He just chilling. You know what I'm saying? So he like, he pulled his phone out. He like, yo, DC, do it for me one time.
Not in the bathroom, nigga.
I was like.
Not happening like that.
Fuck you, man.
You like being famous, man?
You did it.
Yeah, I did it. So you get the fuck off.
This is the last
man.
Shit we talking about. You like being famous?
Huh?
You like being famous?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the extra attention, but I'm cool with it. I mean,
I'm cool with it. Don't be
it's good to bring
respect.
Joy to people.
I had food in my hand and a drink. And so I was walking to my seat at the Hawks game. And they nigga was like, hey, bro, come here, bro. You got fans and shit. I looked at my food. I looked at my drink. I said, I'm hungry, bro. He say, come on man, don't do that, man. I say, what if y'all spit on my food? You know? I'm gonna be highly upset. You know what I'm saying? Right. I took the pictures and shit, but you know, I was like, boy, if you spit on my food, my nigga, I'm gonna beat your
just
ass.
Just don't say nothing. While I come over to take the picture, don't
now,
say
I'm
nothing.
Gonna tell you
Jeez.
A trick. You keep earphones in your ear. Ain't nothing gotta be on. You just act like you bobbing the music.
There you
be
go.
Like, DC. You be like, ha, this nigga think I'm listening to music.
There you go, okay.
I just sit my ass on die.
Sometimes I just act like I always got some shit to do. I always look back and I point ahead. Like, I got it. And I just mouth the words. I don't even,
that shit gonna work until it's a dead end. It's a wall, what are you doing?
He talking about.
We gotta take this whole wall out. Just check.
For real, man.
People don't give a fuck what you're doing, man. Yeah. Like, can I get a piss? I'm eating. Shit, give me one of the motherfuckers.
They'll tell you ain't got shit to do.
Man, you ain't doing shit. Get this goddamn picture.
Oh, that's like, that really made me mad. You ain't got nothing to do.
Man, get your ugly ass over here,
nah,
man.
Nah, I know what I do got to do.
walk my punk ass the fuck off.
Right.
That's what I do gotta right. do. I was in church one time, nigga. Nigga leaned over in the pew, put his phone in my face. DC, do it for me one time.
That's fucked up that they say that. That's what they say too.
I be like, fuck yeah, man.
You said it in church?
Yeah, I had to whisper it. Fuck yeah, man. Bring that Bible here, boy. Like, man, y'all niggas get on my nerves,
bro. Shit funny. I don't really want to be too much more famous. I want to be a little bit more famous, but that's cool. Like,
you can't like, really
I take the money, man.
I want to stay right
behind the scenes.
I want to stay right at, can we get
fame,
a picture famous? Not like if you fuck somebody, they going to be famous too.
I like the fan that say what they got to say and walk out like, nigga, and because he got something to do. Nigga walk up on you. Hey, boy, I appreciate everything you're doing for the community. But say, hey, boy, do your thing.
Right. Right. There you go. Yeah.
Hey, what? Like, yeah. I love them nigga yeah. right
there. What about these?
You disappearing that, man. Hey, boy, I love you. You be like, why the fuck with that nigga right there?
How about the nigga who be like, look, I ain't even on no whole shit. My kids fuck with you. Real nigga shit. I'm out right. here, though. I see you, my nigga. Right.
I love them nigga, right. but I swear on everything. But just say what you guys say, get the fuck on. Nigga be like, hey, boy, I'm telling you, boy, all that fucking me, man. Hey, boy, you put it over the city.
All that, yeah, I feel you. That's the best motherfucker. The motherfuckers that keep that shit pushing. As all the niggas that just get, hey.
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 I love
I saw that shit. And just head nodding, that's it, nigga. Not all that goddamn, I'm going to try to book you. No, I'm not going to come.
Man. You talking about no, I'm not going
to. I don't care where the show at. I don't care who's
hey,
doing
man,
the show.
Hey, man, this is the one that get me. Put my number in your phone, man. Hey man, call me when you whenever you back
to.
At Walmart, man. Just hit me.
I don't want to.
Hey, I had a nigga that pulled up on me like, hey, cousin on the phone, you want to talk to you.
They do that shit all the time.
Say, who the hell is here? Hey, boy, I fuck with you, boy, I keep doing your thing. He backed off.
Now, you ever have them hand you the, it's somebody on FaceTime, and they try to act like they ain't want to talk to you? Hey, what's up?
Oh, they
up?
Do that with their daughter. Hey, my daughter, look at my daughter. So?
I was like, bro, she'll fuck me like that.
Who is that?
Fuck me like that, bro. I swear.
People really don't be giving a fuck about what you got going on. Though.
Oh, no.
Especially black people. When they fuck with you, they fuck with you. But
until they don't.
Until they don't fuck with you no more. I told you, one dude walked up to me on the airport and was like, man, you look just like dude from Wildin' Out. I was like, yeah, that's me. He was like, yeah, nah, nigga, that ain't you. But you look like him. I was like,
hey,
okay.
Boy, I lied my ass out of one bitch. She talking about, that ain't you. I'm like, yeah, no. Oh, so he just got the tattoo just like him. I was like, shit, I get that a lot. Nigga, it's you. I was like, damn, you got me, bitch. Fuck. Yeah, you won, motherfucker. Shit.
Shout out to all the fans, though, man.
Oh, they'll tell you you ain't
y'all.
You, though.
No, yeah, hell yeah.
You ain't you. Hey, yes, I
you know what I'm scared of now, though? Like, weed legal some places. Not everywhere. Some people don't know that the shit ain't legal everywhere. It always be that one, like, loud-ass white dude. He like, dude, what we gonna do? We gonna smoke some weed or something? No, we're gonna go over my house over here, the blue one, and smoke some weed in my house where the weed is. Cause that's where I keep my weed, man. At my house. If you come over there, me and you gonna be smoking it. Ain't that right?
No.
Nigga, you just put way too much information on that.
Dude tried to hand me some weed while I was on stage.
Dude tweeted me the other day. Hey, Lowe's, I don't know if you remember, but man, you had a show here a couple years ago. I got some weed for you. You remember I came in the Honda?
No, nigga.
I tweeted him back. I was like, nigga, you might as well put the time and date on this shit.
I'm telling you.
Make it easy for the police. You put all the information out there.
Nigga be like this. Hey, DC, what we gonna do? We gonna burn one?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, nigga, you gonna burn one.
I can't kick it with people because you don't know how they're gonna act at the end of the day. Like, sometimes I just don't want to go out. Like, man. Sometimes, like, white people, you be kicking it with them. And then they be like, hey, I got a joke. And I'm not racist. And then you gotta be like, all right, I gotta fucking leave.
Man, I gotta go.
I'm not gonna smoke with y'all. And then y'all think it's cool to goddamn say, test out jokes on you. That's what other people think too, because you're a comedian. They can test jokes out on you.
Man,
take this with you. You can use this in your little act.
You stole that from somebody.
The fuck out my face. I got the internet too.
They'll straight steal a joke that you know is a popular joke. I mean, hey, you should do this on stage. My nephew live with me. He gay, right? He woke up in the middle of the night, said he going to get him some milk and cookies. Do that one. Funny.
But make sure you say how I said it.
Say that. Say it just how I said it now. Fuck out of here.
Man, get your dumb ass on.
Get your dumb ass out of here, man. This is the 85 South Show. I am your man, Carlos Miller.
It's your boy, DC Unfly.
And we do this podcast for bitches who eat hot fish right out the grease.
We do this podcast for girls who be like, I'm Dominican, Filipino, jalapeno. Like,
this podcast is for niggas who think Cardi B is cute.
I fuck with y'all.
Yeah, she all right, man.
She all right. She just a little dumb, but I fuck with her. I fuck with a little stupid ass as well.
This podcast is for niggas who don't give a fuck what your face look like if your ass fat.
Yep, me.
Yeah.
I hit it from the back all day until you don't look at me.
This podcast is for niggas who got one gel tattoo.
Just to get it. Just to get it. Like, hey, bro, put my initials, bro.
Hell yeah.
Like, man, you'll get your butch ass. Get your bitch ass off.
Hell yeah. This podcast is for all the niggas who cried in court before.
No.
I don't know about that one.
You cried, that means some shit really went down.
You beat the charge, though.
You start crying, you tell him.
You telling, or you heard some shit you didn't really hear. You didn't want to hear.
Make sure you add the 85 South Show on all social media. That
yes,
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all types of shit. I'm about to go to work, man. My other job.
At work, but gotta
my
go
name,
to work.
Carlos
Miller. Right here at work, but gotta go to work.
And I am going to host a comedy show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Which I'm about to go study a script.
You got a script to study.
Man, go study that script. I'm about to go write a script. You know what it is, man.
Man, you fucking off tonight?
I don't know. I might swing there for a minute, but I gotta get some shit in tomorrow.
I want to, but I literally got big shit to do. At least do two
go
hours
get
of
the motherfucking movie, man, so I can come on set and do all that type of shit.
That's what I'm saying. I got you.
Shout out to all the strippers in Atlanta, all the dope boys, all the black folks.
If you just now started selling weed because your cousin a dope man, don't get him locked up.
Hey,
please.
Give a shout out to all the people who just started fucking with the 85 South Show.
I appreciate you from Australia to everybody to round the corner.
Hell yeah.
I love you. Jit.
Clayton English, appreciate you coming through.
Man, you know what it is at all times, every time, man. Glad to be a part of it.
Sabado Domingo.
Sabado Domingo, tell them all.
85 South Show, we out this bitch.
85.
85. 85.